Welcome to Just Breathe. I'm Eileen Fine, founder of The Tiny Balcony. I'm on a mission to inspire mindful living. I believe your breath has the power to help you live with less stress and more joy. I base all my teachings on this belief. Visit thetinybalcony.com to learn more. Through the breathwork meditations on this podcast, your time to start living with less stress and more joy starts now. Today's mini breathwork meditation is about finding inspiration. Although the term follow your passion seems to be the newest answer to finding your purpose, I believe the secret to finding your purpose is connection. Connection is what makes us feel alive. So here are three ways that you can experience connection in the real world, not online, each day. The first is to stay curious. And by that, I mean practicing a skill you probably haven't used in years, listening. This means not just waiting for your turn to talk in a conversation. It means hearing someone, asking a question, and then waiting for an answer. And then go crazy and ask another question based on their answer and see where the discussion goes. What can you learn that can help you connect the dots about an experience you may be holding on to in your heart for a long time? Boom, there's a way to feel alive. The second, go outside of your comfort zone. This means watching a video, listening to a podcast, reading an article or a book about a topic that doesn't always agree with your opinion. It means being curious again about how other people are exploring new ideas, even ones you don't agree with, so you can stimulate your mind and be able to have informed decisions that support connections with other people in the real world through conversations. Conversations lead to connection, and connection is what helps us remember we are not alone. Even if it's not agreeing with someone, at least you're using your voice and you're hearing someone else's voice. There you go again. Boom, you're alive. And third is just keep it simple. You don't need to do big things to feel like you're catching up on lost moments of not being present, or that to-do list, that huge to-do list that you have to catch up on. Stop. Instead of making a list, be spontaneous and do what you feel like doing. They're probably pretty simple things. Spend some time outside, be with your family, do nothing. Just look out the window, listen to the birds, go for a walk. All these things support connection to your true self, to the people around you, to nature, to this world, to the present moment. And here's something super simple. Breathe. Yes, your breath. It's the simplest thing you can do. You do it all the time. So let's start from that place today. Today, in this moment, let's breathe together now and help you experience how to be inspired by the very thing that keeps you alive each day. So, sit or lie down in a quiet place. Place a hand over your belly and one over your heart. Close your eyes. Let your jaw drop open and begin to breathe in and out through your mouth. A deep inhale into your belly. Let your ribs expand, your lower back fall into the floor. Now your chest, inhale, let your shoulders fall back, your heart rise up. A long exhale. Feel the wind flow out over the top of your mouth. Release all of the air from your belly like a balloon. Breathe in again, deep breath into your belly. Feel your ribs expand. Feel your heart rise. Let your breath do what it does for you all day. Care for you. Breathe. fall back into the strength of each breath. Feel safe in each breath. And in this still, safe place, let your mind be still. Breathe. Feel your breath flow through you like a beautiful wave. And with each inhale, feel compassion flow with it. Let it feed every part of you. Let it wrap around you, run through your veins, and make you aware of what you are feeling at this moment. And know that you are safe in that feeling, whatever it might be. Take from it what you need, and then let it pass through you. Let it give you strength versus burying it and having it put up a stop for everything else that is trying to reach you. Let it give you the care that you need, that breath, that beautiful breath traveling through you. Now I want you to close your mouth and start to breathe in and out through your nose. Strong, beautiful, healing breaths in and out through your nose. And I want you to lift your arms up to the ceiling and stretch your fingers to the stars. And I want you to think of a moment of joy in your life. Step into that moment of joy, of pure light, of happiness, laughter, connection, simplicity. Feel what you felt. See who you're with, where you are. Feel the lightness of this moment flow through you, lift you up, embrace you. Be in this moment of joy, just where you should be at that moment. When you feel it and you see the light that shines straight through that moment of joy, that radiates around it, take a deep inhale and pull your hands down over your heart. Breathe in that moment of joy. Feel its strength, its happiness course through your veins. Feel it strengthen you, weave within every muscle and cell in your body until it becomes a very part of you. Breathe. Know that you are worthy of this moment of joy. That you are connected to everything in this world that holds joy. And through that connection, there is a flow of joy that you always can fall back into. The flow of life that moves within you, your breath. Breathe. Now want you to bring yourself back into your body and open your eyes. Take a deep inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose. Let this feeling, this experience of joy, continue to live inside of you. It is a part of you. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Draw upon the strength of this joy, the gloriousness of it. When you feel deflated or small or unable to get up and keep moving, when you feel uninspired, when you feel weighed down, let this joy lift you up to your feet and carry you in a safe, still.
I'm Eileen Fine. And you've been listening to Just Breathe, the podcast of Breathwork Meditations. Visit us at thetinybalcony.com to learn more about mindfulness and how you can build it into your life to live your best life.